Section 1, Careers in the Automotive Service Area. Chapter 1, Automotive Background and Overview. Historical Background. For centuries, man either walked or used animals to provide power for transportation. After the invention of electric, steam, and gasoline propulsion systems, people used self-propelled vehicles, which are vehicles that moved under their own power. Major milestones in vehicle development include 1876, the Otto four-stroke cycle engine was developed by a German engineer, Nicolaus Otto. 1885, the first automobile was powered by an Otto cycle gasoline engine designed by Carl Friedrich Barry. 1892, Rudolf Diesel received a patent for a compression ignition engine. The first diesel engine was built in 1897. 1896, Henry Ford built his first car, called the quadricycle, see figure 1-1. 1900, about 4,200 total automobiles were sold, including 40% were steam-powered, 38% were battery, electric-powered, 22% were gasoline engine-powered. 1902, Oldsmobile, founded by Ransom E. Olds, produced the first large-scale affordable vehicle. 1908, William Durant formed General Motors. 1908, the Ford Model T was introduced. 1912, the electric starter was invented by Charles F. Kettering, of Dayton, Ohio, first used on a Cadillac. The starter was produced by a new company called Delco, which stood for Dayton Engineering Laboratories Company. 1914, first car with a 100% steel body was made by the Budd Corporation for Dodge. Before 1914, all car bodies had wood components in them. 1922, the first vehicle to have four-wheel hydraulically operated brakes was a Duesenberg built in Indianapolis, Indiana. 1940, the first fully automatic transmission was introduced by Oldsmobile. 1973, airbags were offered as an option on some General Motors vehicles. 1985, Lincoln offers the first four-wheel anti-lock braking system. 1997, the first vehicle with electronic stability control was offered by Cadillac. Refer to Figure 1-1, a model of the quadricycle, a car built by Henry Ford in 1896. Bodies. Early motor vehicles evolved from horse-drawn carriages. The engine and powertrain were attached to a modified carriage leading to the term horseless carriage, see Figure 1-2. The bodies evolved until in the 1930s, all steel enclosed bodies became the most used type. All bodies depended on a frame of wood or steel to support the chassis components. Chassis system overview. The chassis system of the vehicle includes the following components. 1. Frame or body of the vehicle, which is used to provide the support for the suspension and steering components as well as the powertrain. 2. The suspension system of the vehicle provides a smooth ride to the driver and passengers and helps the tires remain on the road even when the vehicle is traveling over rough roads. The suspension system includes springs and control arms that allow the wheel to move up and down and keep the tires on the road. Refer to Figure 1-2. Most vehicle bodies were constructed with a wood framework until the 1920s. Refer to Figure 1-3, a chassis of a 1950s-era vehicle showing the engine, drivetrain, frame, and suspension. 3. The braking system of the vehicle is used to slow and stop the rotation of the wheels, which in turn stops the vehicle. The braking system includes the brake pedal, master cylinder, plus wheel brakes at each wheel. Two types of wheel brakes are used. Disc brakes include a caliper, which applies force to brake pads on both sides of a rotating disc or rotor. Drum brakes use brake shoes, which are applied by hydraulic pressure outward against the rotating brake drum. The brake drum is attached to and stops the rotation of the wheels. Drum brakes are often used on the rear of most vehicles. 4. Wheels and tires. The wheels are attached to the bearing hubs on the axles. The tires must provide traction for accelerating, braking, and cornering, as well as provide a comfortable ride. Wheels are constructed of steel or aluminum alloy and mount to the hubs of the vehicle using lug nuts, which must be tightened correctly to the proper torque. The chassis components include front and rear suspension, axles and hubs, to support the wheels and tires, steering mechanism, engine and transmission, final drive differential and axles. Often, these chassis were so complete that they could be to move up and down and keep the tires on the road, driven without a body. Refer to Figure 1-3. Refer to Figure 1-4 body and terms. Many of the expensive automakers in the 1920s and 1930s had bodies built by another company. Eventually, most bodies were constructed of steel and many without the need for a frame to support the drivetrain and suspension. body terms, the roof of a vehicle is supported by pillars and they are labeled A, B, C, and D from the front to the rear of the vehicle. All vehicles have an A pillar at the windshield, but many, such as a hardtop, do not have a B pillar. Station wagons and sport utility vehicles, SUVs, often have a D pillar at the rear of the vehicle. See figure 1-4. Frames. Frame construction usually consists of channel-shaped steel beams welded in / comma or fastened together. Vehicles with a separate frame and body are usually called body-on-frame, BOF, vehicles. Many terms are used to label or describe the frame of a vehicle, including unit body construction. Unit body construction, sometimes called unibody, is a design that combines the body with the structure of the frame. The body is composed of many individual stamped steel panels welded together. The strength of this type of construction lies in the shape of the assembly. The typical vehicle uses 300 separate stamped steel panels that are spot welded together to form a vehicle's body. See figure 1-5. Note: a typical vehicle contains about 10,000 separate individual parts. Refer to figure 1-5. Note the ribbing and the many different pieces of sheet metal used in the construction of this body. Tech tip: treat a vehicle body with respect. Do not sit on a vehicle. The metal can easily be distorted, which could cost hundreds of dollars to repair. This includes sitting on the hood, roof, and deck, trunk, lid, as well as fenders. Also, do not hang on any open door, as this can distort the hinge area, causing the door not to close properly. Refer to figure 1-6, a Corvette without the body. Notice that the vehicle is complete enough to be driven. This photo was taken at the Corvette Museum in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Refer to figure 1-7, a Ford flathead V8 engine. This engine design was used by Ford Motor Company from 1932 through 1953. In a flathead design, the valves are located next to, beside, the cylinders. Space frame construction. Space frame construction consists of formed sheet steel used to construct a framework of the entire vehicle. The vehicle is drivable without the body, which uses plastic or steel panels to cover the steel framework. See figure 1-6. Engine design evolution. Refer to figure 1-8. A Monroney label is shown on the side window of a new vehicle. Inline versus V-type design, most early engines used 4 or 6 cylinders arranged in line. These are called inline engines and are still produced today. Some engines with 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, or 16 cylinders are arranged with half of the cylinders on each set of a V and connected to a common crankshaft in the bottom of the V. The crankshaft changed the up and down motion of the piston to rotary motion, allowing the engine to power the drive wheels. Valve location design. The design where the valves are located in the engine block is called flathead design, because the cylinder head simply covers the combustion chamber and includes a hole for the spark plug. The engine block contains passages for coolant, as well as lubricating oil, and is the support for all other engine systems. See figure 1-7. By the 1950s, most engine designs place the valves in the cylinder head. This is called an overhead valve or OHV design. Even newer engine designs feature overhead camshafts, OHC, called single overhead camshaft, SOHC, designs and engines that use two overhead camshafts per bank of cylinders called double overhead camshaft, DOHC, designs. The placement of the camshaft results in better flow of intake air into and exhaust out of the engine. Frequently asked question: what is the Monroney label? The Monroney label is the sticker on the vehicle that lists the manufacturer's suggested retail price, usually abbreviated MSRP. The law that requires this label on all vehicles is called the Monroney Law, named for the congressman who sponsored the bill, Almer S. Monroney, a U.S. farm representative from Oklahoma, and a U.S. senator. Before the Monroney Label Law was passed in 1958, the price of a vehicle was unknown to new vehicle buyers, who had to rely on the dealer for pricing. Besides all of the standard and optional equipment on the vehicle, the Monroney label also includes fuel economy and exhaust emission information. See figure 1-8. All gasoline and diesel engines are called internal combustion engines and are designed to compress an ignitable mixture. This mixture is ignited by using a spark, gasoline, or by heat of compression, diesel. Early engines used valves that were in the engine block, which also contained the round cylinders where pistons were fitted. The pistons were connected to a crankshaft, which converted the up and down motion of the pistons to a rotary force that was used to propel the vehicle. The need for reduced emissions and greater fuel economy led to advances in engine design. These changes include electronic ignition systems, electronic fuel injection, computerized engine controls, Emission control devices, including the catalytic converter used in the exhaust system to reduce emissions. Improved engine oils that help reduce friction and reduce emissions. Engine system overview. Every engine requires many systems to function correctly. Cooling system. While some older engines were air-cooled, all engines currently in production are liquid-cooled. Coolant is circulated by a water pump through passages in the cylinder block and head called water jackets. The coolant is a mixture of antifreeze and water to provide corrosion and freezing protection. After the coolant picks up the heat from the engine, it flows through a radiator, which cools the coolant by releasing the heat into the air. The temperature of the coolant is maintained by using a thermostat located in the coolant passage, which opens to allow coolant to flow to the radiator or closes until the coolant is hot enough to need cooling. Lubrication system. All engines need a supply of lubricating oil to reduce friction and help to cool the engine. Most engines are equipped with an oil pan, also called an oil sump, containing 3 to 7 quarts, liters, of oil. An engine-driven oil pump forces the oil under pressure through an oil filter, then to passages in the block and head called oil galleries, and then to all of the moving parts. Air intake system. All engines, both gasoline and diesel engines, draw air from the atmosphere. It requires about 9,000 gallons of air for each gallon of gasoline used. The air must be drawn where deep water in the road cannot be drawn into the engine. The air is then filtered by a replaceable air filter. After the air is filtered, it passes through a throttle valve and then into the engine through an intake manifold. Fuel system. The fuel system includes the following components and systems. Fuel tank. Fuel lines and filters. Fuel injectors. Electronic control of the fuel pump and fuel injection. The fuel injectors are designed to atomize the liquid gasoline into small droplets so they can be mixed with the air entering the engine. This mixture of fuel and air is then ignited by the spark plug. Starting and charging system. Engine starting and charging systems include the battery, starting, cranking, system, charging system components, and circuits. Ignition system. The ignition system includes the ignition coils, after coil which creates a high voltage spark by stepping up battery voltage using an ignition control module, ICM. The arc across the electrodes of the spark plug ignites the air-fuel mixture in the combustion chamber and the resulting pressure pushes the piston down on the power stroke. Emission control system. The control of vehicle emissions includes controlling gasoline vapors from being released into the atmosphere in addition to reducing the emissions from the exhaust. Unburned gasoline emissions, called hydrocarbon, HC, emissions and exhaust gases, that are controlled include carbon monoxide, CO, and oxides of nitrogen, NOx. The evaporative emission control system, usually called the EVAP system, is designed to prevent gasoline fumes and vapors from being released. Other emission control systems include positive crankcase ventilation, PCV. This system uses a valve called a PCV valve to regulate the flow of gases created in the crankcase of a running engine, which are routed back into the intake manifold. The engine will then draw these gases into the combustion chamber where they are burned to help prevent the release of the gases into the atmosphere. Exhaust gas recirculation, EGR. The EGR system meters about 3% to 7% of the exhaust gases back into the intake where the gases reduce the peak combustion temperature and prevent the oxygen, O2. And nitrogen, NO, from the air from combining to form oxides of nitrogen. Catalytic converter. The catalytic converter is a unit located in the exhaust system, usually close to the engine, which causes chemical changes in the exhaust gases. Onboard diagnostics. This means that the engine, as well as the engine management systems, can test itself for proper operation and alert the driver if a fault is detected. The warning lamp is called the malfunction indicator light, MIL, and is labeled check engine, or service engine soon. The onboard diagnostic system is currently in the second generation and is called OBD2. Electronic handheld testers, called scan tools, are needed to access, retrieve, store diagnostic trouble codes, DTCs, and view sensor and system data. Powertrain overview. The purpose of the powertrain is to transfer the torque output of the engine to the drive wheels. Rear-wheel drive powertrain. A rear-wheel drive vehicle uses the following components to transfer engine torque to the rear drive wheels. Transmission. An automatic transmission usually uses planetary gear sets and electronic controls to change gear ratios. In a manually shifted transmission, the drivetrain contains a clutch assembly, which allows the driver to disengage engine torque from the transmission to allow the driver to shift from one gear ratio to another. The transmission contains gears and other assemblies that provide high torque output at low speeds for acceleration and lower torque output but at higher speeds for maximum fuel economy at highway speeds. Drive shaft. A drive shaft, also called a propeller shaft, is used to connect and transmit engine torque from the transmission to the rear differential. Universal joints, U-joints, are used to allow the rear differential to move up and down on the rear suspension and still be able to transmit engine torque. Refer to Figure 1-9A, dash control panel used by the driver to control the four-wheel drive system. Differential. A differential is used at the rear of the vehicle and performs three functions. The differential allows different axle speeds for cornering. The differential increases the torque applied to the rear drive wheels by reducing the speed. The differential also changes the direction of the applied engine torque and uses axle shafts to transfer the torque to the drive wheels. Front-wheel drive powertrain. A front-wheel drive vehicle uses a transaxle, which is a combination of a transmission and differential in one assembly. Drive axle shafts then transfer the engine torque to the front drive wheels from the output of the transaxle. Four-wheel drive system. There are many types of methods of powering all four wheels. Many include a transfer case to split engine torque to both the front and the rear wheels, see Figure 1-9. Electrical systems overview. Early vehicles did not have an electrical system because even the ignition did not require a battery. Early engines used a magnet to create a spark instead of using the electrical power from a battery as used today. The first electrical components on vehicles were battery-powered lights, not only for the driver to see the road, but also so others could see an approaching vehicle at night. Only after 1912, and the invention of the self-starter, did the use of a battery become commonplace. Charles F. Kettering also invented the point-type ignition system about the same time as the self-starter. Therefore, the early batteries were often referred to as SLI, batteries, meaning starting, lighting, and ignition. From the 1920s, into the 1950s, other electrical components were added, such as radios, defroster fans, and horns. It was not until the 1960s that electrical accessories, such as air conditioning, power seats, and power windows, became common. Today's vehicles require alternators that are capable of producing a higher amount of electricity than was needed in the past. Refer to Figure 1-10. The alternator is responsible for supplying the electrical needs of the vehicle and to keep the battery charged, and the number of electronic components has grown to include every system in the vehicle, including a tire pressure monitoring system for the tires, heated and cooled seats, automatic climate control, power windows, security systems, electric power steering, electronic suspension. See Figure 1-10. Heating, ventilation, and air conditioning overview. Early model vehicles did not include heaters or other methods to provide comfort for the driver and passengers. Most early vehicles were open with a simple removable top. Some had optional side curtains that provided all-weather protection. In the 1930s and 1940s, when fully enclosed bodies became common, the vehicle manufacturers started to include heaters, which were small radiators with engine coolant flowing through them. About the same time and into the 1950s, the only options that many vehicles had were a radio and heater, abbreviated R&H. Today, air conditioning systems are on most vehicles and incorporate defrosters and passenger compartment heating, often in two zones for maximum comfort of the driver and passenger. Additional related comfort options today include heated and cooled seats, and heated steering wheels. In 1972, the National Institute for Automotive Service Excellence, a nonprofit organization known as simply OSA, created a series of 8 tests that cover the major vehicle systems. See Figure 111. Figure 111 test registration booklet that includes details on all vehicle-related certification tests given by OSA. All testing is now done electronically at proctored locations. 8 areas of automotive service. Engine repair, A1. This content area includes questions related to engine block and cylinder head diagnosis and service, as well as the lubrication, cooling, fuel, ignition, and exhaust systems inspection and service. Automatic transmission, A2. This content area includes general automatic transmission / transaxle diagnosis, including hydraulic and electronic related systems. Manual drivetrain and axles, A3. This content area includes clutch diagnosis and repair, manual transmission diagnosis and repair, as well as drive shaft, universal, and constant velocity joint diagnosis and service. Also included in this content area are rear differential diagnosis and repair, plus four-wheel drive component diagnosis and repair. Suspension and steering, A4. This content area includes steering and suspension system diagnosis and repair, including wheel alignment diagnosis and adjustments, plus wheel and tire diagnosis and repair procedures. Brakes, A5. The brake content area includes the diagnosis and repair of the hydraulic system, drum and disc brake systems, plus power assist units, anti-lock braking, and traction control systems. Electrical and electronic systems, A6. This content area includes many systems, including the battery, starting, charging, lighting, gauges, and accessory circuit diagnosis and repair. Heating and air conditioning, A7. The heating and air conditioning content area includes air conditioning service, refrigeration systems, heating and engine cooling systems diagnosis and repair, as well as refrigerant recovery, recycling, handling, and retrofit. Engine performance, A8. The engine performance content area includes diagnosis and testing of those systems responsible for the proper running and operation of the engine. Included in this area are general engine diagnosis and ignition and fuel systems, as well as emission control and computerized engine control diagnosis and repair. This textbook covers the content of all 8 OSA areas plus all of the background and fundamental information needed by technicians. Review questions. Question 1. In 1900, what was the most produced vehicle powered by? Question 2. What parts are included in the vehicle chassis? Question 3. Why were early engines called flatheads? Question 4. What is the difference between a unit body and body-on-frame vehicle? Question 5. The powertrain consists of what components? Quiz questions. Question 1. The first self-propelled vehicle that used an autocycle four-stroke gasoline engine was produced in? A. 1885. B. 1900. C. 1902. D. 1908. Question 2. Early vehicles were constructed mostly of what material? A. Steel. B. Cast iron. C. Wood. D. Tin. Question 3. Which component is not part of the chassis system? A. Frame. B. Electrical system. C. Suspension. D. Brakes. Question 4. Early engines were called flathead design because they A. were only inline engines. B. did not include valves. C. used valves beside the cylinder. D. used spark plugs at the top of the cylinders. Question 5. A V-type engine could have how many cylinders? A. 4. B. 6. C. 8. D. Any of the above. Question 6. What component regulates the temperature of the coolant in an engine? A. Cooling, water, jackets. B. Thermostat. C. Cooling fans. D. Radiator. Question 7. A malfunction indicator light, MIL, on the dash may be labeled. A. Check engine. B. Service vehicle soon. C. MIL. D. MAL. Question 8. To retrieve stored diagnostic trouble codes, a service technician needs A. A. Paper clip. B. Desktop computer. C. Wireless connection to an electronic tester. D. Scan Thule. Question 9. A four-wheel drive vehicle often uses A to transmit torque to all four wheels. A. Drive shaft. B. U-joint. C. Transaxle. D. Transfer case. Question 10. Automotive service systems are generally separated into how many content areas? A. 4. B. 6. C. 8. D. 10. End of chapter 1.